Kremlin. More airstrikes hitting in and around Gaza City's largest hospital, where thousands of Palestinians have been taking shelter. ABC's Matt Gutman speaking with IDF Lieutenant Colonel Peter Lerner about the strikes, who claimed people should leave.
Thousands of patients who are wounded, some of them very severely, who cannot be moved.
They can be moved. There are ambulance services that are up and running.
Thousands of Palestinians who are able have been sheltering at the hospital have begun fleeing south. President Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping set to meet in San Francisco next week. The White House says the leaders will discuss Russia's war with Ukraine as well as the Israel-Hamas war. Board members of SAG-AFTRA voting Friday to approve the deal reached with Hollywood studios earlier this week. It will now head to a full vote of union members. The Air Force's new nuclear stealth bomber taking its first test flight Friday. The futuristic B-21 Raider flew out of Palmdale, California on Friday, where it's been undergoing testing. This is ABC News. An Alaska Airlines pilot charged with attempted murder after being accused of trying to crash an airplane last month is speaking publicly for the first time.
Now former Alaska Airlines Captain Joseph Emerson says he was suffering a panic attack after a weekend with friends in which he tried psychedelic mushrooms, that he was overcome with a feeling that he was in a dream and had to take action to wake up from that dream when he pulled the handles to kill the airplane's engines. Emerson gave a jailhouse interview to the New York Times. He said he thought crashing would wake him up from that dream. He was a leader at Alaska Airlines and had a lifelong passion for aviation, saying he is horrified that his actions put others at risk. Alex Stone, ABC News.
A strike of hospitality workers in Las Vegas has been averted following word of a last-minute deal reached Friday morning. The deal sparing major casinos and hotels a strike of cooks, bartenders, bellmen, and other staff. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help. Anyone can call or text 988 or chat via 988wisconsin.org to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. Trained counselors are here to support anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. You can also contact 988 if you are concerned about someone. 988 is confidential and free to all Wisconsin residents. 988, 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The Todd Almost Show.
I had tweeted out after the second game of the year, a hot take. I said, by the end of the year, we will see Braden Locke as the starting quarterback of the Wisconsin Badgers. Now, Mr. Mordecai broke his hand. And by golly, not the way I thought it would happen, but Braden Locke has become the starting quarterback.
And another finger on the monkey's paw curls.
Where did you get that one?
The Todd Almost Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to Lake Air.
WLAK 1260 AM Amory.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. More airstrikes hitting in and around Gaza City's largest hospital, where thousands of Palestinians have been taking shelter. ABC's Matt Gutman speaking with IDF Lieutenant Colonel Peter Lerner about the strikes, who claimed people should leave.
Thousands of patients who are wounded, some of them very severely, who cannot be moved.
They can be moved. There are ambulance services that are up and running.
Thousands of Palestinians who are able have been sheltering at the hospital have begun fleeing south. President Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping set to meet in San Francisco next week. The White House says the leaders will discuss Russia's war with Ukraine as well as the Israel-Hamas war. Board members of SAG-AFTRA voting Friday to approve the deal reached with Hollywood studios earlier this week. It will now head to a full vote of union members. The Air Force's new nuclear stealth bomber taking its first test flight Friday. The futuristic B-21 Raider flew out of Palmdale, California on Friday, where it's been undergoing testing. This is ABC News. An Alaska Airlines pilot charged with attempted murder after being accused of trying to crash an airplane last month is speaking publicly for the first time.
Now former Alaska Airlines Captain Joseph Emerson says he was suffering a panic attack after a weekend with friends in which he tried psychedelic mushrooms, that he was overcome with a feeling that he was in a dream and had to take action to wake up from that dream when he pulled the handles to kill the airplane's engines. Emerson gave a jailhouse interview to the New York Times. He said he thought crashing would wake him up from that dream. He was a leader at Alaska Airlines and had a lifelong passion for aviation, saying he is horrified that his actions put others at risk. Alex Stone, ABC News.
A strike of hospitality workers in Las Vegas has been averted following word of a last-minute deal reached Friday morning. The deal sparing major casinos and hotels a strike of cooks, bartenders, bellmen, and other staff. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Matt Flynn Direct.
When it comes to shutting down the government, what I'm afraid is Mike Johnson comes in, he'll say, real smooth, I don't want to shut down the government. Here's a budget. And you'll go, hey, wait a minute. That has cuts in child care, Social Security. And he'll smile. He's sort of like Scott Walker. People who are unnervingly polite behind that kind of facade, they have a lot of inner weasels. They have too many inner weasels, quite frankly.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekdays from 2 until 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your hometown radio refreshed. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. This is your hometown radio refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
A new head coach.
We got one objective and one goal, is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again.
And a defense that just...
Down he goes.
Won't.
Intercepted. He's gone.
Stop.
Another turnover forced.
Join us Saturday. It's the Badgers and Wildcats at Camp Randall Stadium. Our coverage begins at 12:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
WLAK 1260 AM, Lake Air Amory.
You're listening to Lake Air.
WLAK 1260 AM Amory.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. More airstrikes hitting in and around Gaza City's largest hospital, where thousands of Palestinians have been taking shelter. ABC's Matt Gutman speaking with IDF Lieutenant Colonel Peter Lerner about the strikes, who claimed people should leave.
Thousands of patients who are wounded, some of them very severely, who cannot be moved.
They can be moved. There are ambulance services that are up and running.
Thousands of Palestinians who are able have been sheltering at the hospital have begun fleeing south. President Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping set to meet in San Francisco next week. The White House says the leaders will discuss Russia's war with Ukraine as well as the Israel-Hamas war. Board members of SAG-AFTRA voting Friday to approve the deal reached with Hollywood studios earlier this week. It will now head to a full vote of union members. The Air Force's new nuclear stealth bomber taking its first test flight Friday. The futuristic B-21 Raider flew out of Palmdale, California on Friday, where it's been undergoing testing. This is ABC News. An Alaska Airlines pilot charged with attempted murder after being accused of trying to crash an airplane last month is speaking publicly for the first time.
Now former Alaska Airlines Captain Joseph Emerson says he was suffering a panic attack after a weekend with friends in which he tried psychedelic mushrooms, that he was overcome with a feeling that he was in a dream and had to take action to wake up from that dream when he pulled the handles to kill the airplane's engines. Emerson gave a jailhouse interview to the New York Times. He said he thought crashing would wake him up from that dream. He was a leader at Alaska Airlines and had a lifelong passion for aviation, saying he is horrified that his actions put others at risk. Alex Stone, ABC News.
A strike of hospitality workers in Las Vegas has been averted following word of a last-minute deal reached Friday morning. The deal sparing major casinos and hotels a strike of cooks, bartenders, bellmen, and other staff. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help. Anyone can call or text 988 or chat via 988wisconsin.org to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. Trained counselors are here to support anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. You can also contact 988 if you are concerned about someone. 988 is confidential and free to all Wisconsin residents. 988, 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The Todd Alba Show.
I had tweeted out after the second game of the year, a hot take. I said, by the end of the year, we will see Braden Locke as the starting quarterback of the Wisconsin Badgers. Now, Mr. Mordecai broke his hand. And by golly, not the way I thought it would happen, but Braden Locke has become the starting quarterback.
And another finger on the monkey's paw curls.
Where did you get that one?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to Lake Air.
WLAK 1260 AM Amory.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. More airstrikes hitting in and around Gaza City's largest hospital, where thousands of Palestinians have been taking shelter. ABC's Matt Gutman speaking with IDF Lieutenant Colonel Peter Lerner about the strikes, who claimed people should leave.
Thousands of patients who are wounded, some of them very severely, who cannot be moved.
They can be moved. There are ambulance services that are up and running.
Thousands of Palestinians who are able have been sheltering at the hospital have begun fleeing south. President Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping set to meet in San Francisco next week. The White House says the leaders will discuss Russia's war with Ukraine as well as the Israel-Hamas war. Board members of SAG-AFTRA voting Friday to approve the deal reached with Hollywood studios earlier this week. It will now head to a full vote of union members. The Air Force's new nuclear stealth bomber taking its first test flight Friday. The futuristic B-21 Raider flew out of Palmdale, California on Friday, where it's been undergoing testing. This is ABC News. An Alaska Airlines pilot charged with attempted murder after being accused of trying to crash an airplane last month is speaking publicly for the first time.
Now former Alaska Airlines Captain Joseph Emerson says he was suffering a panic attack after a weekend with friends in which he tried psychedelic mushrooms, that he was overcome with a feeling that he was in a dream and had to take action to wake up from that dream when he pulled the handles to kill the airplane's engines. Emerson gave a jailhouse interview to the New York Times. He said he thought crashing would wake him up from that dream. He was a leader at Alaska Airlines and had a lifelong passion for aviation, saying he is horrified that his actions put others at risk. Alex Stone, ABC News.
A strike of hospitality workers in Las Vegas has been averted following word of a last-minute deal reached Friday morning. The deal sparing major casinos and hotels a strike of cooks, bartenders, bellmen, and other staff. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy. Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Matt Flynn Direct.
When it comes to shutting down the government, what I'm afraid is Mike Johnson comes in, he'll say, real smooth, I don't want to shut down the government. Here's a budget. And you'll go, hey, wait a minute. That has cuts in child care, Social Security. And he'll smile. He's sort of like Scott Walker. People who are unnervingly polite behind that kind of facade, they have a lot of inner weasels. They have too many inner weasels, quite frankly.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekdays from 2 until 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your hometown radio refreshed. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
A new head coach.
We got one objective and one goal, is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again.
And a defense that just...
Down he goes.
Won't...
Intercepted. He's gone.
Stop.
Another turnover forced.
Join us Saturday. It's the Badgers and Wildcats at Camp Randall Stadium. Our coverage begins at 12:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
WLAK 1260 AM Lake Air Amory.
You're listening to Lake Air,
WLAK 1260 AM Amory,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. More airstrikes hitting in and around Gaza City's largest hospital, where thousands of Palestinians have been taking shelter. ABC's Matt Gutman speaking with IDF Lieutenant Colonel Peter Lerner about the strikes, who claimed people should leave.
Thousands of patients who are wounded, some of them very severely, who cannot be moved.
They can be moved. There are ambulance services that are up and running.
Thousands of Palestinians who are able have been sheltering at the hospital have begun fleeing south. President Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping set to meet in San Francisco next week. The White House says the leaders will discuss Russia's war with Ukraine as well as the Israel-Hamas war. Board members of SAG-AFTRA voting Friday to approve the deal reached with Hollywood studios earlier this week. It will now head to a full vote of union members. The Air Force's new nuclear stealth bomber taking its first test flight Friday. The futuristic B-21 Raider flew out of Palmdale, California on Friday, where it's been undergoing testing. This is ABC News. An Alaska Airlines pilot charged with attempted murder after being accused of trying to crash an airplane last month is speaking publicly for the first time.
Now former Alaska Airlines Captain Joseph Emerson says he was suffering a panic attack after a weekend with friends in which he tried psychedelic mushrooms, that he was overcome with a feeling that he was in a dream and had to take action to wake up from that dream when he pulled the handles to kill the airplane's engines. Emerson gave a jailhouse interview to the New York Times. He said he thought crashing would wake him up from that dream. He was a leader at Alaska Airlines and had a lifelong passion for aviation, saying he is horrified that his actions put others at risk. Alex Stone, ABC News.
A strike of hospitality workers in Las Vegas has been averted following word of a last-minute deal reached Friday morning. The deal sparing major casinos and hotels a strike of cooks, bartenders, bellmen, and other staff. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help. Anyone can call or text 988 or chat via 988wisconsin.org to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. Trained counselors are here to support anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. You can also contact 988 if you are concerned about someone. 988 is confidential and free to all Wisconsin residents. 988, 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know what's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The Todd Almost Show.
I had tweeted out after the second game of the year, a hot take. I said, by the end of the year, we will see Braden Locke as the starting quarterback of the Wisconsin Badgers. Now, Mr. Mordecai broke his hand. And by golly, not the way I thought it would happen, but Braden Locke has become the starting quarterback.
And another finger on the monkey's paw curls.
Where did you get that one?
The Todd Almost Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to Lake Air.
WLAK 1260 AM Amory.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. More airstrikes hitting in and around Gaza City's largest hospital, where thousands of Palestinians have been taking shelter. ABC's Matt Gutman speaking with IDF Lieutenant Colonel Peter Lerner about the strikes, who claimed people should leave.
Thousands of patients who are wounded, some of them very severely, who cannot be moved.
They can be moved. There are ambulance services that are up and running.
Thousands of Palestinians who are able have been sheltering at the hospital have begun fleeing south. President Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping set to meet in San Francisco next week. The White House says the leaders will discuss Russia's war with Ukraine as well as the Israel-Hamas war. Board members of SAG-AFTRA voting Friday to approve the deal reached with Hollywood studios earlier this week. It will now head to a full vote of union members. The Air Force's new nuclear stealth bomber taking its first test flight Friday. The futuristic B-21 Raider flew out of Palmdale, California on Friday, where it's been undergoing testing. This is ABC News. An Alaska Airlines pilot charged with attempted murder after being accused of trying to crash an airplane last month is speaking publicly for the first time.
Now former Alaska Airlines Captain Joseph Emerson says he was suffering a panic attack after a weekend with friends in which he tried psychedelic mushrooms, that he was overcome with a feeling that he was in a dream and had to take action to wake up from that dream when he pulled the handles to kill the airplane's engines. Emerson gave a jailhouse interview to the New York Times. He said he thought crashing would wake him up from that dream. He was a leader at Alaska Airlines and had a lifelong passion for aviation, saying he is horrified that his actions put others at risk. Alex Stone, ABC News.
A strike of hospitality workers in Las Vegas has been averted following word of a last-minute deal reached Friday morning. The deal sparing major casinos and hotels a strike of cooks, bartenders, bellmen, and other staff. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Matt Flynn Direct.
When it comes to shutting down the government, what I'm afraid is Mike Johnson comes in, he'll say, real smooth, I don't want to shut down the government. Here's a budget. And you'll go, hey, wait a minute. That has cuts in child care, Social Security. And he'll smile. He's sort of like Scott Walker. People who are unnervingly polite behind that kind of facade, they have a lot of inner weasels. They have too many inner weasels, quite frankly.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekdays from 2 until 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your hometown radio refreshed. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. This is your hometown radio refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
A new head coach.
We got one objective and one goal, is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again.
And a defense that just...
down he goes.
Won't.
Intercepted. He's gone.
Stop.
Another turnover forced.
Join us Saturday. It's the Badgers and Wildcats at Camp Randall Stadium. Our coverage begins at 12:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
WLAK 1260 AM Lake Air Amory.
You're listening to Lake Air.
WLAK 1260 AM Amory.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. More airstrikes hitting in and around Gaza City's largest hospital, where thousands of Palestinians have been taking shelter. ABC's Matt Gutman speaking with IDF Lieutenant Colonel Peter Lerner about the strikes, who claimed people should leave.
Thousands of patients who are wounded, some of them very severely, who cannot be moved.
They can be moved. There are ambulance services that are up and running.
Thousands of Palestinians who are able have been sheltering at the hospital have begun fleeing south. President Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping set to meet in San Francisco next week. The White House says the leaders will discuss Russia's war with Ukraine as well as the Israel-Hamas war. Board members of SAG-AFTRA voting Friday to approve the deal reached with Hollywood studios earlier this week. It will now head to a full vote of union members. The Air Force's new nuclear stealth bomber taking its first test flight Friday. The futuristic B-21 Raider flew out of Palmdale, California on Friday, where it's been undergoing testing. This is ABC News. An Alaska Airlines pilot charged with attempted murder after being accused of trying to crash an airplane last month is speaking publicly for the first time.
Now former Alaska Airlines Captain Joseph Emerson says he was suffering a panic attack after a weekend with friends in which he tried psychedelic mushrooms, that he was overcome with a feeling that he was in a dream and had to take action to wake up from that dream when he pulled the handles to kill the airplane's engines. Emerson gave a jailhouse interview to the New York Times. He said he thought crashing would wake him up from that dream. He was a leader at Alaska Airlines and had a lifelong passion for aviation, saying he is horrified that his actions put others at risk. Alex Stone, ABC News.
A strike of hospitality workers in Las Vegas has been averted following word of a last-minute deal reached Friday morning. The deal sparing major casinos and hotels a strike of cooks, bartenders, bellmen, and other staff. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help. Anyone can call or text 988 or chat via 988wisconsin.org to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. Trained counselors are here to support anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. You can also contact 988 if you are concerned about someone. 988 is confidential and free to all Wisconsin residents. 988, 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The Todd Almost Show.
I had tweeted out after the second game of the year, a hot take. I said, by the end of the year, we will see Braden Locke as the starting quarterback of the Wisconsin Badgers. Now, Mr. Mordecai broke his hand. And by golly, not the way I thought it would happen, but Braden Locke has become the starting quarterback.
And another finger on the monkey's paw curls.
Where did you get that one?
The Todd Almost Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to Lake Air.
WLAK 1260 AM Amory.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. More airstrikes hitting in and around Gaza City's largest hospital, where thousands of Palestinians have been taking shelter. ABC's Matt Gutman speaking with IDF Lieutenant Colonel Peter Lerner about the strikes, who claimed people should leave.
Thousands of patients who are wounded, some of them very severely, who cannot be moved.
They can be moved. There are ambulance services that are up and running.
Thousands of Palestinians who are able have been sheltering at the hospital have begun fleeing south. President Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping set to meet in San Francisco next week. The White House says the leaders will discuss Russia's war with Ukraine as well as the Israel-Hamas war. Board members of SAG-AFTRA voting Friday to approve the deal reached with Hollywood studios earlier this week. It will now head to a full vote of union members. The Air Force's new nuclear stealth bomber taking its first test flight Friday. The futuristic B-21 Raider flew out of Palmdale, California on Friday, where it's been undergoing testing. This is ABC News. An Alaska Airlines pilot charged with attempted murder after being accused of trying to crash an airplane last month is speaking publicly for the first time.
Now former Alaska Airlines Captain Joseph Emerson says he was suffering a panic attack after a weekend with friends in which he tried psychedelic mushrooms, that he was overcome with a feeling that he was in a dream and had to take action to wake up from that dream when he pulled the handles to kill the airplane's engines. Emerson gave a jailhouse interview to the New York Times. He said he thought crashing would wake him up from that dream. He was a leader at Alaska Airlines and had a lifelong passion for aviation, saying he is horrified that his actions put others at risk. Alex Stone, ABC News.
A strike of hospitality workers in Las Vegas has been averted following word of a last-minute deal reached Friday morning. The deal sparing major casinos and hotels a strike of cooks, bartenders, bellmen, and other staff. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe. And is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Matt Flynn Direct.
When it comes to shutting down the government, what I'm afraid is Mike Johnson comes in, he'll say, real smooth, I don't want to shut down the government. Here's a budget. And you'll go, hey, wait a minute. That has cuts in child care, Social Security. And he'll smile. He's sort of like Scott Walker. People who are unnervingly polite behind that kind of facade, they have a lot of inner weasels. They have too many inner weasels, quite frankly.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekdays from 2 until 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your hometown radio refreshed. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. This is your hometown radio refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
A new head coach.
We got one objective and one goal, is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again!
And a defense that just...
Down he goes!
Won't.
Intercepted. He's gone.
Stop.
Another turnover forced.
Join us Saturday. It's the Badgers and Wildcats at Camp Randall Stadium. Our coverage begins at 12:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
WLAK 1260 AM Lake Air Amory.
You're listening to Lake Air.
WLAK 1260 AM Amory.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. More airstrikes hitting in and around Gaza City's largest hospital, where thousands of Palestinians have been taking shelter. ABC's Matt Gutman speaking with IDF Lieutenant Colonel Peter Lerner about the strikes, who claimed people should leave.
Thousands of patients who are wounded, some of them very severely, who cannot be moved.
They can be moved. There are ambulance services that are up and running.
Thousands of Palestinians who are able have been sheltering at the hospital have begun fleeing south. President Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping set to meet in San Francisco next week. The White House says the leaders will discuss Russia's war with Ukraine as well as the Israel-Hamas war. Board members of SAG-AFTRA voting Friday to approve the deal reached with Hollywood studios earlier this week. It will now head to a full vote of union members. The Air Force's new nuclear stealth bomber taking its first test flight Friday. The futuristic B-21 Raider flew out of Palmdale, California on Friday, where it's been undergoing testing. This is ABC News. An Alaska Airlines pilot charged with attempted murder after being accused of trying to crash an airplane last month is speaking publicly for the first time.
Now former Alaska Airlines Captain Joseph Emerson says he was suffering a panic attack after a weekend with friends in which he tried psychedelic mushrooms, that he was overcome with a feeling that he was in a dream and had to take action to wake up from that dream when he pulled the handles to kill the airplane's engines. Emerson gave a jailhouse interview to the New York Times. He said he thought crashing would wake him up from that dream. He was a leader at Alaska Airlines and had a lifelong passion for aviation, saying he is horrified that his actions put others at risk. Alex Stone, ABC News.
A strike of hospitality workers in Las Vegas has been averted following word of a last-minute deal reached Friday morning. The deal sparing major casinos and hotels a strike of cooks, bartenders, bellmen, and other staff. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help. Anyone can call or text 988 or chat via 988wisconsin.org to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. Trained counselors are here to support anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. You can also contact 988 if you are concerned about someone. 988 is confidential and free to all Wisconsin residents. 988, 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The Todd Alba Show.
I had tweeted out after the second game of the year, a hot take. I said, by the end of the year, we will see Braden Lock as the starting quarterback of the Wisconsin Badgers. Now, Mr. Mordecai broke his hand. And by golly, not the way I thought it would happen, but Braden Lock has become the starting quarterback.
And another finger on the monkey's paw curls.
Where did you get that one?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to Lake Air.
WLAK 1260 AM Amory.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. More airstrikes hitting in and around Gaza City's largest hospital, where thousands of Palestinians have been taking shelter. ABC's Matt Gutman speaking with IDF Lieutenant Colonel Peter Lerner about the strikes, who claimed people should leave.
Thousands of patients who are wounded, some of them very severely, who cannot be moved.
They can be moved. There are ambulance services that are up and running.
Thousands of Palestinians who are able have been sheltering at the hospital have begun fleeing south. President Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping set to meet in San Francisco next week. The White House says the leaders will discuss Russia's war with Ukraine as well as the Israel-Hamas war. Board members of SAG-AFTRA voting Friday to approve the deal reached with Hollywood studios earlier this week. It will now head to a full vote of union members. The Air Force's new nuclear stealth bomber taking its first test flight Friday. The futuristic B-21 Raider flew out of Palmdale, California on Friday, where it's been undergoing testing. This is ABC News. An Alaska Airlines pilot charged with attempted murder after being accused of trying to crash an airplane last month is speaking publicly for the first time.
Now former Alaska Airlines Captain Joseph Emerson says he was suffering a panic attack after a weekend with friends in which he tried psychedelic mushrooms, that he was overcome with a feeling that he was in a dream and had to take action to wake up from that dream when he pulled the handles to kill the airplane's engines. Emerson gave a jailhouse interview to the New York Times. He said he thought crashing would wake him up from that dream. He was a leader at Alaska Airlines and had a lifelong passion for aviation, saying he is horrified that his actions put others at risk. Alex Stone, ABC News.
A strike of hospitality workers in Las Vegas has been averted following word of a last-minute deal reached Friday morning. The deal sparing major casinos and hotels a strike of cooks, bartenders, bellmen, and other staff. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Matt Flynn Direct.
When it comes to shutting down the government, what I'm afraid is Mike Johnson comes in, he'll say, real smooth, I don't want to shut down the government. Here's a budget. And you'll go, hey, wait a minute. That has cuts in child care, Social Security. And he'll smile. He's sort of like Scott Walker. People who are unnervingly polite behind that kind of facade, they have a lot of inner weasels. They have too many inner weasels, quite frankly.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekdays from 2 until 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your hometown radio refreshed. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. This is your hometown radio refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
A new head coach.
We got one objective and one goal, is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again.
And a defense that just...
Down he goes.
Won't.
Intercepted. He's gone.
Stop.
Another turnover forced.
Join us Saturday. It's the Badgers and Wildcats at Camp Randall Stadium. Our coverage begins at 12:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
WLAK 1260 AM Lake Air Amory.
You're listening to Lake Air.
WLAK 1260 AM Amory.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. The White House says President Biden will meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping next week in San Francisco. The administration says Biden and Xi will discuss Russia's war with Ukraine, the Israel-Hamas war, economic cooperation, and more. FBI agents seizing electronic devices from New York Mayor Eric Adams.
It isn't easy to approach a New York City mayor on the street, but Monday evening, the police detail assigned to Eric Adams stepped aside so FBI agents could serve him with a search warrant. In his city SUV, they seized not one, but two phones and his iPad.
ABC's Josh Einiger. Adams says he's done nothing wrong as authorities investigate a top fundraiser for his campaign. Leaders of the SAG-AFTRA union voting to approve a deal with Hollywood studios that ended a nearly four-month-long strike earlier this week and now goes to the full union for a vote. New House Speaker Mike Johnson facing a first major test as Congress has 1 week to get some kind of spending plan complete. This is ABC News. Amid a rise in retail theft, the reason many products are locked behind plexiglass these days, a sheriff in Northern California says big retailers don't actually want to stop it. ABC's Alex Stone with more.
In Sacramento County, Sheriff Jim Cooper has had it, taking to Twitter to blast big retailers, including Target and Walgreens, he says, for refusing to take part in operations to target retail theft, saying big companies don't want the image of people arrested in their stores or suspects even being contacted. Cooper is a Democrat. He says big companies are allowing retail theft to go on despite what they say publicly. Sergeant Amar Gandhi speaks for Sheriff Cooper.
It's the corporations. It's the big wigs.
But the retail industry is arguing back, saying battling theft is a top priority and that it's constantly working with law enforcement. Alex Stone, ABC News.
John Bailey, a cinematographer who led the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences during the initial #MeToo reckoning, has died at the age of 81. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help. Anyone can call or text 988 or chat via 988wisconsin.org to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. Trained counselors are here to support anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. You can also contact 988 if you are concerned about someone. 988 is confidential and free to all Wisconsin residents. 988, 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The Todd Almost Show.
I had tweeted out after the second game of the year, a hot take. I said, by the end of the year, we will see Braden Locke as the starting quarterback of the Wisconsin Badgers. Now, Mr. Mordecai broke his hand. And by golly, not the way I thought it would happen, but Braden Locke has become the starting quarterback.
And another finger on the monkey's paw curls.
Where did you get that one?
The Todd Almost Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to Lake Air.
WLAK 1260 AM Amory.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. The White House says President Biden will meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping next week in San Francisco. The administration says Biden and Xi will discuss Russia's war with Ukraine, the Israel-Hamas war, economic cooperation, and more. FBI agents seizing electronic devices from New York Mayor Eric Adams.
It isn't easy to approach a New York City mayor on the street, but Monday evening, the police detail assigned to Eric Adams stepped aside so FBI agents could serve him with a search warrant. In his city SUV, they seized not one, but two phones and his iPad.
ABC's Josh Einiger. Adams says he's done nothing wrong as authorities investigate a top fundraiser for his campaign. Leaders of the SAG-AFTRA union voting to approve a deal with Hollywood studios that ended a nearly four-month-long strike earlier this week and now goes to the full union for a vote. New House Speaker Mike Johnson facing a first major test as Congress has 1 week to get some kind of spending plan complete. This is ABC News. Amid a rise in retail theft, the reason many products are locked behind plexiglass these days, a sheriff in Northern California says big retailers don't actually want to stop it. ABC's Alex Stone with more.
In Sacramento County, Sheriff Jim Cooper has had it, taking to Twitter to blast big retailers, including Target and Walgreens, he says, for refusing to take part in operations to target retail theft, saying big companies don't want the image of people arrested in their stores or suspects even being contacted. Cooper is a Democrat. He says big companies are allowing retail theft to go on despite what they say publicly. Sergeant Amar Gandhi speaks for Sheriff Cooper.
It's the corporations. It's the big wigs.
But the retail industry is arguing back, saying battling theft is a top priority and that it's constantly working with law enforcement. Alex Stone, ABC News.
John Bailey, a cinematographer who led the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences during the initial hashtag MeToo reckoning, has died at the age of 81. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Matt Flynn Direct.
When it comes to shutting down the government, what I'm afraid is Mike Johnson comes in, he'll say, real smooth, I don't want to shut down the government. Here's a budget. And you'll go, hey, wait a minute. That has cuts in child care, Social Security. And he'll smile. He's sort of like Scott Walker. People who are unnervingly polite behind that kind of facade, they have a lot of inner weasels. They have too many inner weasels, quite frankly.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekdays from 2 until 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your hometown radio refreshed. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. This is your hometown radio refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
A new head coach.
We got one objective and one goal, is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again.
And a defense that just...
Down he goes.
Won't.
Intercepted. He's gone.
Stop.
Another turnover forced.
Join us Saturday. It's the Badgers and Wildcats at Camp Randall Stadium. Our coverage begins at 12:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
WLAK 1260 AM, Lake Air Amory.
You're listening to Lake Air. WLAK 1260 AM Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. The White House says President Biden will meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping next week in San Francisco. The administration says Biden and Xi will discuss Russia's war with Ukraine, the Israel-Hamas war, economic cooperation, and more. FBI agents seizing electronic devices from New York Mayor Eric Adams.
It isn't easy to approach a New York City mayor on the street, but Monday evening, the police detail assigned to Eric Adams stepped aside so FBI agents could serve him with a search warrant. In his city SUV, they seized not one, but two phones and his iPad.
ABC's Josh Einiger. Adams says he's done nothing wrong as authorities investigate a top fundraiser for his campaign. Leaders of the SAG-AFTRA union voting to approve a deal with Hollywood studios that ended a nearly four-month-long strike earlier this week and now goes to the full union for a vote. New House Speaker Mike Johnson facing a first major test as Congress has 1 week to get some kind of spending plan complete. This is ABC News. Amid a rise in retail theft, the reason many products are locked behind plexiglass these days, a sheriff in Northern California says big retailers don't actually want to stop it. ABC's Alex Stone with more.
In Sacramento County, Sheriff Jim Cooper has had it, taking to Twitter to blast big retailers, including Target and Walgreens, he says, for refusing to take part in operations to target retail theft, saying big companies don't want the image of people arrested in their stores or suspects even being contacted. Cooper is a Democrat. He says big companies are allowing retail theft to go on despite what they say publicly. Sergeant Amar Gandhi speaks for Sheriff Cooper.
It's the corporations. It's the big wigs.
But the retail industry is arguing back, saying battling theft is a top priority and that it's constantly working with law enforcement. Alex Stone, ABC News.
John Bailey, a cinematographer who led the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences during the initial hashtag MeToo reckoning, has died at the age of 81. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help. Anyone can call or text 988 or chat via 988wisconsin.org to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. Trained counselors are here to support anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. You can also contact 988 if you are concerned about someone. 988 is confidential and free to all Wisconsin residents. 988, 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
An RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The Todd Almost Show.
I had tweeted out after the second game of the year, a hot take. I said, by the end of the year, we will see Braden Locke as the starting quarterback of the Wisconsin Badgers. Now, Mr. Mordecai broke his hand. And by golly, not the way I thought it would happen, but Braden Locke has become the starting quarterback.
And another finger on the monkey's paw curls.
Where did you get that one?
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to Lake Air,
WLAK 1260 AM Amory,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. The White House says President Biden will meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping next week in San Francisco. The administration says Biden and Xi will discuss Russia's war with Ukraine, the Israel-Hamas war, economic cooperation, and more. FBI agents seizing electronic devices from New York Mayor Eric Adams.
It isn't easy to approach a New York City mayor on the street, but Monday evening, the police detail assigned to Eric Adams stepped aside so FBI agents could serve him with a search warrant. In his city SUV, they seized not one, but two phones and his iPad.
ABC's Josh Einiger. Adams says he's done nothing wrong as authorities investigate a top fundraiser for his campaign. Leaders of the SAG-AFTRA union voting to approve a deal with Hollywood studios that ended a nearly four-month-long strike earlier this week and now goes to the full union for a vote. New House Speaker Mike Johnson facing a first major test as Congress has 1 week to get some kind of spending plan complete. This is ABC News. Amid a rise in retail theft, the reason many products are locked behind plexiglass these days, a sheriff in Northern California says big retailers don't actually want to stop it. ABC's Alex Stone with more.
In Sacramento County, Sheriff Jim Cooper has had it, taking to Twitter to blast big retailers, including Target and Walgreens, he says, for refusing to take part in operations to target retail theft, saying big companies don't want the image of people arrested in their stores or suspects even being contacted. Cooper is a Democrat. He says big companies are allowing retail theft to go on despite what they say publicly. Sergeant Amar Gandhi speaks for Sheriff Cooper.
It's the corporations. It's the big wigs.
But the retail industry is arguing back, saying battling theft is a top priority and that it's constantly working with law enforcement. Alex Stone, ABC News.
John Bailey, a cinematographer who led the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences during the initial hashtag MeToo Reckoning, has died at the age of 81. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Matt Flynn Direct.
When it comes to shutting down the government, what I'm afraid is Mike Johnson comes in, he'll say, real smooth, I don't want to shut down the government. Here's a budget. And you'll go, hey, wait a minute. That has cuts in child care, Social Security. And he'll smile. He's sort of like Scott Walker. People who are unnervingly polite behind that kind of facade, they have a lot of inner weasels. They have too many inner weasels, quite frankly.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekdays from 2 until 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your hometown radio refreshed. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. This is your hometown radio refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
A new head coach.
We got one objective and one goal, is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again.
And a defense that just...
Down he goes.
Won't.
Intercepted. He's gone.
Stop.
Another
turnover forced.
Join us Saturday. It's the Badgers and Wildcats at Camp Randall Stadium. Our coverage begins at 12:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
WLAK 1260 AM, Lake Air Amory.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. The White House says President Biden will meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping next week in San Francisco. The administration says Biden and Xi will discuss Russia's war with Ukraine, the Israel-Hamas war, economic cooperation, and more. FBI agents seizing electronic devices from New York Mayor Eric Adams.
It isn't easy to approach a New York City mayor on the street, but Monday evening, the police detail assigned to Eric Adams stepped aside so FBI agents could serve him with a search warrant. In his city SUV, they seized not one, but two phones and his iPad.
ABC's Josh Einiger. Adams says he's done nothing wrong as authorities investigate a top fundraiser for his campaign. Leaders of the SAG-AFTRA union voting to approve a deal with Hollywood studios that ended a nearly four-month-long strike earlier this week and now goes to the full union for a vote. New House Speaker Mike Johnson facing a first major test as Congress has 1 week to get some kind of spending plan complete. This is ABC News. Amid a rise in retail theft, the reason many products are locked behind plexiglass these days, a sheriff in Northern California says big retailers don't actually want to stop it. ABC's Alex Stone with more.
In Sacramento County, Sheriff Jim Cooper has had it, taking to Twitter to blast big retailers, including Target and Walgreens, he says, for refusing to take part in operations to target retail theft, saying big companies don't want the image of people arrested in their stores or suspects even being contacted. Cooper is a Democrat. He says big companies are allowing retail theft to go on despite what they say publicly. Sergeant Amar Gandhi speaks for Sheriff Cooper.
It's the corporations. It's the big wigs.
But the retail industry is arguing back, saying battling theft is a top priority and that it's constantly working with law enforcement. Alex Stone, ABC News.
John Bailey, a cinematographer who led the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences during the initial #MeToo reckoning, has died at the age of 81. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help. Anyone can call or text 988 or chat via 988wisconsin.org to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. Trained counselors are here to support anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. You can also contact 988 if you are concerned about someone. 988 is confidential and free to all Wisconsin residents. 988, 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The Todd Almost Show.
I had tweeted out after the second game of the year, a hot take. I said, by the end of the year, we will see Braden Lock as the starting quarterback of the Wisconsin Badgers. Now, Mr. Mordecai broke his hand. And by golly, not the way I thought it would happen, but Braden Lock has become the starting quarterback.
And another finger on the monkey's paw curls.
Where did you get that one?
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to Lake Air,
WLAK 1260 AM Amory,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. The White House says President Biden will meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping next week in San Francisco. The administration says Biden and Xi will discuss Russia's war with Ukraine, the Israel-Hamas war, economic cooperation, and more. FBI agents seizing electronic devices from New York Mayor Eric Adams.
It isn't easy to approach a New York City mayor on the street, but Monday evening, the police detail assigned to Eric Adams stepped aside so FBI agents could serve him with a search warrant. In his city SUV, they seized not one, but two phones and his iPad.
ABC's Josh Einiger. Adams says he's done nothing wrong as authorities investigate a top fundraiser for his campaign. Leaders of the SAG-AFTRA union voting to approve a deal with Hollywood studios that ended a nearly four-month-long strike earlier this week and now goes to the full union for a vote. New House Speaker Mike Johnson facing a first major test as Congress has 1 week to get some kind of spending plan complete. This is ABC News. Amid a rise in retail theft, the reason many products are locked behind plexiglass these days, a sheriff in Northern California says big retailers don't actually want to stop it. ABC's Alex Stone with more.
In Sacramento County, Sheriff Jim Cooper has had it, taking to Twitter to blast big retailers, including Target and Walgreens, he says, for refusing to take part in operations to target retail theft, saying big companies don't want the image of people arrested in their stores or suspects even being contacted. Cooper is a Democrat. He says big companies are allowing retail theft to go on despite what they say publicly. Sergeant Amar Gandhi speaks for Sheriff Cooper.
It's the corporations. It's the big wigs.
But the retail industry is arguing back, saying battling theft is a top priority and that it's constantly working with law enforcement. Alex Stone, ABC News.
John Bailey is...
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News.